Jeremiah 29:11 through 13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with your heart. We live in a society where success defines and measures through your life achievement. If you're not successful, you're categorized and labeled as a loser in regards to the standard that is set by the world. But is this really true accurate assessment of success? Because success does not define the actual life worth, not even close. In biblical context, it is not even close at all. Success based on the scripture comes from your relationship with Jesus Christ and following his way. His way is not the same success that the world sets as a standard. Let's dive in the difference between success that God tells us and the world states. Let's bring up a person, Steve Jobs. He experienced success defined by the world standard, where he found the company Apple, very well-known major corporation that dominates technology sector, especially with the products like iPhone, iPad, Mac, and sleek technology devices that are hip and then also cool. But at the end of his life, he suffered from cancer and died without knowing God. He embraced the Eastern philosophy, Zen Buddhism, and I did a little more background check and found out their biological parents were not married and had him 1954, and his biological father was Abdul Jalilini, a Syrian Muslim immigrant, later married Joanne, which is biological mom. But later, once he was born, he was adopted by Paul and Carla Jobs, raised by them, and he considered them as the real parents than the biological parents. From young age, he was driven to success. Pretty much alone most of the time, but very accurate and to the point where you could call him very shrewd for whatever that he's working on. He seeks perfection, which ideally lead him to successfully launch his products. iPhone, heavily used by many people around the world. You could say that he was successful in worldly terms. But on the other hand, I want to bring up other person. His name is James Elliot. He was evangelical Christian missionary who died sharing gospel to people of Ecuador, a Dureni tribe. From young age, he believed in God and raised with scripture, and he professed his faith continually, and he was obedient and honest in all the things that he did. And his parents encouraged him to live for Jesus Christ, and which he has. 1956, January 8th, they arrived as planned, and the tribe warriors, 10 of them, came and killed Jim Elliot and his four companions. Their bodies were found on downstream, and it was tragedy, very, very tragic. But that did not stop there. Elliot's wife carried on the mission, and ultimately, the one who killed her husband came to know Jesus Christ. There is definitely a comparison between Steve Jobs and Jim Elliot. Now, can you be able to tell who is more successful in their lives? I know that I could. But let's dive into the Word of God and see how we could be able to define the success that comes from the Lord. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Yes, He knows our thoughts. His thoughts are revealed through the work of Holy Spirit. And we only have to open our hearts and mind to receive what is revealing to us. But the problem is, we don't want to open our hearts, not willing to submit to His plan, thinking that our plan is better than His plan. Or per se, the world, what the world has offer to us is better than what God would offer to us. And then also, somewhat afraid of future as well. The fear conquers us. But let's read a little more. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. He guarantees the future and a hope. We already receive amazing gifts from God. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we receive the free gift of eternity. Not knowing that, and also God is in charge, would we be afraid of taking the next step in our life? We should not. But we are influenced by this world and also evil, where it's making us stop rather than move forward. When we look at the case with Jim Elliot, the missionary, do you believe that they had peace when they're faced with that? Yes, of course. Just like Stefan, when he was stoned to death, he saw the light and he was in peace. For us, knowing that God is with us, even to the death Jesus Christ conquered, we should not be afraid of anything or scare us to do nothing, because He's in charge. We have to remember that. Moving on to verse 12. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. This is something that we need to do continually, because prayer carries power, and He hears our prayers and He answers our prayer. Are you spending your time with God? If you're not, it is a perfect time for you to start now. You have to put in an action as you pray. When you pray, you're actually putting in an action. So take your time and pray, and He will answer your prayer, and He will hear your prayer. Moving on to verse 13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with your whole heart, your heart. Yes, we have to seek and find Him through the scripture, God's word. And God gives so much of His attribute, so much of a word of wisdom where we could apply in our hearts. Seek and find Him wherever you are. Yes, we need to look for Him everywhere that we go. Seek and find Him when you pray. Seek and find Him through completely opening your heart and not to rely on your head or your wisdom. I challenge all of you to rethink about your future. Future that this world is providing. It is temporary and it will fade away. But the future and the hope that God is presenting is eternal and it will be everlasting. Where do you want to focus yourself on? Let's put our focus on the things that matter eternally. Recognize your potential and pray and develop your potential to the fullest so that you could use it for the glory of God and you could reach out to people who really need you. And this is what we need to do. And as we do that, we'll find that God is in the midst of all things. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for loving and giving and all things. We have hope in you and a future in you. Lord, let us look toward you and not to the world, but completely trust in you and give you glory and honor all throughout our life. Lord, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.